Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, on this Wednesday, God received some good press when President Dwight Eisenhower signed legislation that put the phrase, "In God We Trust," on the U.S. currency. That happened this week in 1955, and despite court challenges over the years, the inscription still stands. Eisenhower took the action to counter the Soviet Union, which was actively suppressing all theological expression. The totalitarian Soviet state replaced the God stuff. Today, religion and belief in a higher power is rapidly diminishing in America. We are a secular country that celebrates self-pursuits. The so-called greater good is antiquated for many of us. This is leading to strife and division across the board. Crime often not punished, technology overwhelming spirituality, personal satisfaction paramount. Forget about the Ten Commandments. Sorry, you can't forget about something you never knew. The concept of good versus evil cannot possibly exist if you don't accept that some conduct is unbecoming. We are a nation that often rationalizes bad behavior. Once religious leaders had power in the USA, and some of them badly misused that power. The result? Today, no religious people can counter the relentless secularists, not one. The USA was founded on Judeo-Christian philosophy. Today, many citizens have no idea what that even is. Back after this.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.